Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Wall. She's a Nashville-based musician and award-winning songwriter. The Feathered Mason plays White Wall Sessions in Sioux Falls tonight. That's around 6:30 over at Last Stop CD Shop on the east side of town in Sioux Falls. His new album is called Mary's Kitchen Sessions, and he's with us now in the Sioux Falls studio for this week's moment, one of this week's Moment in Sounds. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Wonderful to be here.
Give us a little idea. Have you been through South Dakota before?
Oh, many, many years ago. Not recently at all.
Yeah.
It might have been even 15, 18 years ago.
Wow. So you're all over the country on tour right now. Is that?
A little bit.
Tell us a little about where you'll be and what's ahead for you this summer.
I would say my main circuit is kind of through Minneapolis and down through the Midwest, various degrees and places down to Nashville, Tennessee,
and
back and forth, and kind of running a big arc like that a couple times.
Are you from Nashville originally? That's a home base for you now, or where did you grow up?
It's a home base for now. I would like to say I kind of split my time right now between Minneapolis and Nashville as a home base. I'm a little hard to pin down, but I was born in Illinois.
Okay.
But I've lived kind of all over the country, but Nashville has been home for a while now, and I love to kind of call that home as far as my musical home, but I get to come up to the Midwest quite a lot.
And then time in France because of your family.
That's right. My mother is French, and my parents met over in Germany, and I was lucky enough they had me over here in the States, and it offered a lot of nice travel growing up to see my family in France. And see my uncles play music was a big influence for me.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that, sort of your musical journey and like what that travel and those early experiences, how that impacted the musician you are today.
Yeah. Well, the traveling that early definitely... altered my perception from my Midwestern upbringing. You know, I was kind of straddling worlds of a small town Midwest kid, and then I would get to go to Paris and other parts of France quite often, and really discover other cultures and see other places, people, and sounds that. I was fortunate that way, I feel, to widen my perception. And musically, it just kind of immediately altered it because I had musical family over there.
Right.
My American family, not as much. You know, influential musically in their own right through listening and through all of that. But over there, my grandmother is a great pianist, and my uncles are great folk singers.
Nice. Give us a little taste. Play for us and tell me what you're going to play first. And if this is off the new EP or the new album.
Yeah, so I have a album, Mary's Kitchen Sessions. It's kind of dedicated to my grandmother, my dad's mother, who passed away, but I grew up quite close to her. And this album I made almost about a year ago, and I have a brand new EP. It kind of keeps the storyline going a little bit, but it starts to alter. So right now I'm going to play Mary's Kitchen. It's about a story about my grandmother's. It gives you a little taste of my grandmother and her kitchen and what it was like.
All right. The Feathered Mason on Moment in Sound.
You will, you know. Santa Claus and Elvis Presley, or they're going back to Mary Jane's, where they found the best new place in town, 'cause Mary's sweet like sugar cane. Or they over there in Mary's kitchen, just sitting in the air conditioning. I said, Elvis Presley, sing me a song about Long Town Sally all night long.
Just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. The Feathered Mason is my guest. You can see him and you want to see him. I mean, I feel selfish right now because I'm the only one watching. And you're going to want to go to the White Wall Sessions tonight at 6:30 and see him too. Okay, I'm not the only one watching. The entire production staff is now looking at me. They're like, we're watching too. And we're having a really good time. But make sure you show up for the live performance tonight at 6:30 as they film season, I think it's 6, of the White Wall Sessions. You're so remarkable, and this morning I was listening to some of your music, and from a lyrical standpoint, sometimes you would sing a line and I would just gasp at how effective and original and surprising and perfect that line was. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself as a songwriter and that process.
Yeah, that's a real nebulous process, let me tell you. You know, songwriting for me is certainly, I'm a little bit of a song waiter, actually.
Okay, yeah.
and you know, something kind of has to very much be an impetus for a song. I can creatively write, but it never really amounts to a song unless I get kind of a sensation with a guitar riff or something like that. That creates a melody, or maybe a rhythm, or you know, that kind of is the impetus for, hey, I like that, and I want to follow that thread and make that into something. And then a lot of times the lyrical path is I would say a lot of my songwriting is maybe from a maybe the protagonist with that's a character within the songs is maybe having maybe a realization sometime in the early morning hours where you're still you're still pretty much asleep and you're kind of working through a problem, and maybe there's other kind of dreamlike things are happening, whether it be whimsical or surreal, they're maybe happening while you're trying to figure these. You know, maybe it's a problem or maybe it's a memory and you're kind of going back in that memory and while you're there in that catatonic state and wild things kind of start to happen. And I kind of try and write a little bit from that realm where it's just simple thoughts and fairly simple word structures that incorporate some of that.
We need to take a quick break and come back, and we'll have more music, and I want to ask you about this remarkable instrument that you're playing
as well.
So we'll take a break. You're listening to SDPB Radio. Feather Mason is up after the break. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You're listening to A Moment in Sound. Today we have Feathered Mason with us. You can see him in person tonight at the White Wall Sessions as they record in Sioux Falls over at the Last Stop CD Shop. That's a start around 6:30. Great program. I think it's like $5 to get in. I might be misquoting the price, but it's affordable.
I believe you're right.
I know that, to come and listen to the show as you get ready to record with White Wall tonight. So.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this instrument that you're playing.
Yeah, this is a resonator guitar. These are metal-bodied guitars that came about in the 30s and kind of took the world by storm in a way, unknowingly, with its resonator cones, which really pronounces the sound and amplifies it in a way. So a lot of musicians discovered that and realized, hey, you know, we can now play at a parlor or on the street, and we sound, you know, we're amplified. This is what I needed, you know, to match my voice. And so this really changed the face of music, actually, this discovery. And this is a national resonator, and I love it. It's just a simple, it's just called a single cone. They have tri-cone, but this is one simple single cone. It has a biscuit bridge, and it's just kind of a raw, slightly more aggressive, not super nuanced sound like the tricones are, but I love it. Back in the 30s, this was a student model, and they had, you know, blue, red, I think they had a yellow, and this is actually, you know, the color of it is actually, it's a rendition of that. You know, it's not, it's not a new color, but it's actually, it's, you know, even though it kind of seems like, wow, this is a little bit wild and new.
A contemporary color,
contemporary, it's not. And so it's kind of a interesting perception. I like to look back at history sometimes and realize how futuristic some of the concepts were and how ahead of the time they were. Yeah.
How much of history inspires you versus looking at, you know, contemporary music and finding inspiration there?
Yes, contemporary music, I don't find, personally, I don't find a lot of inspirato there. I love it when I hear something that I recognize within contemporary music, but for me, I think the pathways have always been through my upbringing is through older individuals that played music. So earlier passageways of American music, folk music, blues music, music influenced by those things, you know, and I'm not really just a traditionalist that way. I love all sorts of music, but that's really where I kind of sit, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Play for us again. What would you like to play next?
You bet. I'd like to play this song called Sister World. And this is actually off my new EP. And this is kind of my new EP is called Limbo Boy. And, this is about kind of being in limbo, maybe towards the end of your life or something like that. And so anyway, this is Sister World.
Well, a dying man, You know, he says, I won't wait. All this time and money is just paying the freight, you know. He hears the spurs of the rigging and the rustling of the wind up in the sails. He says, this vessel, my friends, is bound for the bosom, going on back to the sister world, you know. We will ride in the dim, dim light, legs dangling over the side. And those strange shapes, they come a-gliding by. Down there, boys, down on the leeward side, you know, primal and warbled they are, down there in the sister world. I'm getting past this life on earth, yes, I know. Come on, take me back to that sister world. I'm getting past this hell on earth, yes, I know. Come on, take me down to that sister world. Good enough for most things I can think of, you know. Is that the way I am, or is that the way to see me? I think I know. Cause I'm the arrow on the knock, I am the finger on the string. Crush me through the needle and the arrow just sings. The arrow flies, the arrow arrives in the fat spring robin up in the sister world. I'm getting past this life on earth, yes, I know. Come on, take me back to that sister world. I'm getting past this hell on earth, yes, I know. Come on, take me back to that sister world.
Feathered Mason on this week's Moment in Sound. You're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting Radio. You can see Feathered Mason tonight at White Wall Sessions in Sioux Falls as they record. It's about 6:30. They'll get started there. So you want to show up a little bit before that. Get in the door, find yourself a seat, and tell me a little bit where we can follow you on Facebook. You have a website. What's the website again, please?
Yeah, it's featheredmason.com, www.featheredmason.com. And then... of course, I sell CDs through Bandcamp and CD Baby, and I'm on the Spotify and those types of players too, and Facebook. Instagram. Oh my gosh. All those things. But Feathered Mason typically kind of gets it there somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Start there. And is that a part of the business of making music that you enjoy? Or is that something that you just, you need to do it? You need to connect with fans. You need to sort of make sure people know where to find you and figure out distribution channels.
That's right. I love that question because, the answer for me is no, I'm not really, I wasn't a soul that was born privy with those skills.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's always a little bit of a, it's not only a nuisance, but it can be problematic.
But don't you think that as you look back, that's many of our great artists are not necessarily great self-marketers or great business thinkers, because the energy is going to...
That's right.
Yeah.
We only have so much energy to expend if you're balancing life and all those things, I find it, difficult. I could maybe do one or the other, but definitely prefer the musical headspace.
Yeah.
And so I kind of have to keep that. And I think life is a very busy thing nowadays, and something's got to give. But I try and uphold my duty to the internet.
But here's one of the things that I thought this morning as I was listening to you, and I think about it now. I said a little bit during the introduction to this hour that when I listen to your music, it's not something you want to multitask. I don't want to be doing anything else when you're playing. So, prepare yourself to sit and listen right now. If you're in your car, you're maybe pulled over to the side of the road, or you're in your driveway. Do you find that audience, you hear that kind of expression from fans, that this music isn't just something that they, have in the background. It's an important listening experience and even a part of their lives.
I will say most people I actively play in front of, I feel like they are music listeners, they carve out that time, and music is kind of a sacred space for them one way or the other. And so I haven't heard that particular thing, but I do feel like I'm a little bit from that realm, yeah. Or from that arena. And then folks that seem to say, hey, I like your music, I feel like they're music listening people. Like they're going to sit and listen to the music. It's not going to be just a background noise. They're going to enjoy albums. They're going to like to dig around and listen to new music. They're of that ilk.
Yeah, I like that sacred space of being a music listener.
Yes.
Our show is going to close here. I want to say thank you real quick. I'm going to let Feathered Mason play us out with another song. But first, thank you so much to SDPB's Brian Adams and Steve Zumpke, Chris Loffrey, and Adria Botea for their help today in getting the show off the ground. So Feathered Mason tonight, White Wall Sessions, 6:30 on the east side of Sioux Falls in the Last Stop CD shop. You can see the recording as they work on season 6 there.